Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 4 of 4 on Enoch, and is based on Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The principles we observe in Enoch are indeed among the most blessed and encouraging in this entire chapter. We have noted the requirement and the deeper response, but there is one more striking truth that we see in Enoch. And thirdly, that is the result. And that result is twofold. First, we note the unusual translation. Both instances of the word translated are the verb metatithemi. The root tithemi means to set, place, or lay, and the prefix meta here denotes change of place or condition. The full idea, then, is to transpose, put in another place, and hence to transport, transfer, or translate. Same word also appears in Hebrews 7:12 for the priesthood being transferred to Christ. So, in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, God supernaturally transported Enoch from the earthly realm to the heavenly. Now just think of that. Commentator Matthew Poole wrote, quote, God, out of an extraordinary grace and favor to Enoch, dispensed with the common sentence passed on the human seed in Adam, unquote. In other words, he didn't die. He was translated into the presence of God. Second, then, we notice the underlying truth here, and that is that Enoch pleased God. What a staggering statement that is. The word pleased is the Greek word euaresteo, another compound word. The root aresko means to please, but the prefix eu, that is eu, means well. Now here's the full meaning. It's one thing to be pleased, but quite another to be well pleased. That is to be gratified entirely and completely. Enoch lived in a day of great wickedness, a state that would eventually lead to the flood. He was a light during those dark days, a light that shined through holy living and faithful proclamation of the truth. Such faith and faithfulness, which continued day after day for 300 years, pleased God. For as verse 6 reminds us, without faith it is impossible to please him. There's that same Greek word again. The story has been told of the little girl who recounted the story of Enoch as she understood it. And she put it this way, quote, Enoch used to take long walks with God. And one day they went a long way, and God said, Enoch, you are far from home, and you had better go in with me. And he went in with him, unquote. Well, actually, it seems that this story first appeared in Frederick Powers' 1902 biography of William Kimbrough Pendleton, who lived from 1817 to 1899, and he was president of Bethany College. That biographer, Power, then applied that to Pendleton's death by writing this, quote, so simple was the homegoing of the subject of these chronicles, such was his intimacy with God, unquote. What a sweet picture indeed. Such should be our desire as well. One day God will translate each of us into his very presence. Now, while some Christians believe in the rapture, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, others' view of the future things does not include that event. Whichever the case is, however, the underlying truth remains the same. Those who walk with God shall in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. How do the following verses add to our study today? Psalm 89, verse 48, as well as John chapter 8, verses 51 and 52. Our next episode is part one of three on Noah. Noah shows us the performance of faith, and is based on Genesis 6:14, where God commanded him to make thee an ark, and also Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.